Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place. We're talking about beef sustainability with Dr. Place in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Our own Casey Shepherd had the opportunity to sit down in recent days and talk with the Chief Sustainability Officer of Elanco, Dr. Sarah Place. Dr. Place told Casey that she has some concerns about some of the perceptions people have regarding sustainability for the beef cattle industry.
What we see over and over again are kind of some key topics. One is climate change that keeps coming up all the time with regard to meat production and beef specifically. And so again, just 2% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions come from cattle. That number probably itself is a little too high when we look at the realities of how we account for methane.
But that's not what we hear.
No, it's not. It's not, you know, and I think that's the key challenge in this perception that animal agriculture is competitive for human food, I think, is another key thing. And this concept of upcycling is starting to get a little bit more traction, but essentially saying, you know what livestock do and what cattle do really well is they take things that are of little or no use to people, and they make higher quality products. So people need cattle, whether they eat beef or drink milk or not, right? They need them to take care of the waste products that we generate. Cattle take those products, and they make high-quality food from them.
Well, and one of the fascinating things you said was, even if you're a vegetarian, you still need cattle.
Yes, right? That's the basic reality, is that we talk about agriculture kind of in ways in the popular press. It doesn't make any sense. We talk about plant-based or animal-based, and reality is agriculture is all tied together, right? We pull one part of the string, and the whole thing moves. And when we think about cattle, they play an essential role for people, as you just said, right? If you're a vegetarian, a lot of the foods that you're eating, and they're probably generating byproducts. You go pick up a loaf of bread in the store, there was a bunch of products that came off the mill making that bread that probably got fed back to cattle, and that made it more sustainable, right? So the takeaway is thank a cow for being more for everything being more sustainable.
Well, and cattle are part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yes, and that's what I think was really key is I know this word sustainability can give people heartburn, and climate change can give people heartburn. Mm-hmm. But we see the science of this, whether it's this upcycling of food waste products or processing byproducts, to the climate change issue and methane, right? It is a short-lived gas, right? It is a potent greenhouse gas, but it's short-lived. And we know by doing the things that we've done in the United States, we can produce more beef and milk with the same size herd. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're not adding more methane to the atmosphere.
We'll talk a little bit about someone that doesn't know the upcycling, you know, kind of explain that process
to
our audience.
Yeah, I think what's key is for folks to realize, you know, just the basics. We take a step back. What is agriculture? It's a solar powered industry, right? It was solar powered before that was cool, right? and it's a carbon capture industry. And what cattle do is they take all that solar energy that's in plants, that's human inedible, right? Whether that's the grass that they're consuming or whether it's these byproduct feeds, right? Distillers grains, wheat mix, whatever it may be. And they upgrade that into higher quality protein. So what I mean there is those plants, even if we think about wheat or corn, we can eat it, of course, directly. But the protein quality is just not very good of those plants, right? We're not going to get enough essential amino acids when we consume those plants. And we're going to always eat more calories to get our protein requirement when we eat plants only. And that's what livestock do. They concentrate nutrients and they add value to plants. So when we think about beef, we think about the feed good that goes in and the beef that comes out. The protein quality is over 2 times greater in beef than what cattle eat. So they're actually making more high quality protein than exists without them in the world. So we talk about sustainability, growing world population. That's why we need these ruminant animals like cattle, right? They're able to add more protein to the food supply, add to humanity's collective dinner plate, if you will. They're not competing for these feedstuffs, they're adding to it. So that's really that upcycling story, and that's something that's, again, pretty simplistic, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we domesticated these critters in the first place, sure. is because they're able to do that.
Dr. Place says the beef cattle producers have got a good story to tell. They need to be letting consumers know we're part of the solution, not a problem, when it comes to climate change. Dr. Sarah Place out of Elanco. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.